Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Time to back up the mom and pops. It is Small Business Saturday, the spot on the shopping calendar created by the American Express Company in 2010 with the goal of driving traffic to local business. New Jersey Congressman Joth Gottheimer is talking it up.
There's so many wonderful stores here in northern New Jersey that have a ton to offer. And for me, it's just about coming out. And if you're going to have a choice of where you shop, support your local small business, right? Help them. They give back so much to our communities, from little leagues to helping out those in need.
And the Black Friday numbers are coming in.
It is still one of the most popular shopping events.
Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says early deals and online shopping have altered the state of Black Friday.
In the past, it was more of the kickoff to the shopping season. Now it's more of the halfway point.
But the crowds were out at the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, and Alicia Raymond was focused.
I'm going to Victoria's Secret. I'm going to Bath & Body Works. I just got a new grandbaby, so I'm going grandbaby shopping as well.
Cullen says it could be the busiest Black Friday weekend in 5 years.
Nearly 8 million more than we saw last year, and is the highest we've seen since 2017.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Newark Liberty Airport heading toward the wrong kind of record. A new Gothamist report says they have already tied the record for the number of most guns found at security in a year, with a month to go. The 14th weapon found on Thanksgiving Day, a loaded 9mm handgun in a carry-on at Terminal C. Just this month, three people have been arrested at Newark Liberty for trying to bring a gun through security. That is a serious federal offense, carrying thousands of dollars in fines. And there are more questions about security as far as razors and knives go. Just days after a man was caught with two box cutters on a Frontier flight, there's new concern after a Utah man was arrested after getting a straight-edge razor onto a plane in the city and holding it to a woman's throat.
It happened this week on a JetBlue flight from New York to Salt Lake City. During the flight, prosecutors say 41-year-old Merrill Thackrell was in the window seat when he told the woman sitting next to him to pause her movie. She saw what she thought was a knife inches from her throat. She lunged to the aisle to escape, and he allegedly grabbed her. Her husband ran to the front of the plane asking for help. Thackrell allegedly had a razor blade in his hand. He's been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon on an aircraft. Alex Stone, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.